Hearts in Liverpool podcast, bringing you news, views and reviews. Brought to you by Defnet Media and HeartsInLiverpool.com. Presented by Neil Morin and Ian Jackson.
Hello and welcome to this week's Art in Liverpool podcast. And on this week's show, we bring you...
Thank You Art Week.
A Climate for Change.
The Liverpool Art Prize.
All coming up on this week's Art in Liverpool podcast. News. News. News this week, Ian. News. The kiss is going, Ian. We have lost the love between each other. No. The kiss. The kiss is leaving the Tate. Rodin's kiss. So why is Rodin's kiss leaving, and why is there so much controversy about an angel holding Jacob up?
Yeah, it's very sad. Very sad. The kiss has been there for quite... sometime in 2007 it arrived. That's to bring it in through the window. It's so massive, and it's been in the foyer there since then. And it's great. Everyone loves it. But it's got to go because it's... things change. There's a new... This is part of the DLA Piper series that the Tate have, and they change. It's been change. It's changing. They're taking a house, then they're putting a new one in, which is more about sculpture. And so the kiss will go, and it's being replaced by another sculpture, which is Jacob and the Angel by Jacob Epstein. And apparently, yes, it was caused quite a stir when it was unveiled. We're not quite sure why, are we? It's just an angel holding Jacob up, because Jacob's collapsing for some reason. I haven't got the full story here, but he was really tired for some reason, and so the angel was holding him up. And they're naked, naturally. Statues always are, aren't they? But apparently it caused quite a stir when it went on tour.
First of all, I'd like to say, how is it they managed to get the kiss out? Because... do they get, you know, an enormous crane in? They manage to get it out the window? It must be a hell of a job to get that, something which is worth so much money out of such a space which is quite so tricky to get out of. You can't just pull a truck down in front of the Tate, can you?
It's very difficult, isn't it? There isn't... yeah, you can't drive a truck along there. So I don't know. They obviously did it. They should have a Tate blog to record these things, shouldn't they?
They should. We're all for encouraging arts organisations to blog. But also Jacob and the Angel, we've had a look at the image and there doesn't appear to be anything offensive about it at all. But, you know, people used to be offended by all sorts of strange things in the past.
Yeah, this is from the late 1940s, and Jacob Epstein has a link with Liverpool. He did the Lewis's statue. Is it Liverpool Resurgent? Something like that, isn't it? The big naked statue outside Lewis's, which is, might offend even more people. But yeah, apparently it went... it was... for some reason, it was a sideshow attraction in a Blackpool fun fair, and then in an adults-only exhibit, with a money-back guarantee that if it wasn't the most shocking thing you've ever seen. So there we are. I can't see anything shocking about it.
How times change. How times change. Now, also in the news, Thank You Art Week. This is the week which is there to thank art for making our lives much richer. And... we've mentioned this before on the show. Tell us a bit more. Tell us about what's going on this week.
Yeah, it's this week. Actually, Monday, the 9th of March, was Thank You Art Day. But we're making a whole week of it, a whole week of celebrating art. So just go around the galleries, enjoy the art, and say, thank you, art. Thank you for being here. And some galleries and artists are offering little gifts in return. Discounts on some of the sales, or there's lots of private views going on where you get a free drink, and there's a talk at Blue Coat Display Centre linked in with their new exhibition, which is well worth a visit. And Terry Duffy has moved his monuments from Martin's Bank to the Anglican Cathedral, so that's opening up on the Wednesday. And on Friday you can be a member of FACT for the day, and being a member of FACT is worth 10% off your drinks and stuff in the cafe and the bar, I think, and in the shop. Maybe not every item, but some things in the shop. And also, I think you get money off your film tickets. So that's just for the Friday. And also on that Friday, there's a thing going on in St. Luke's Church, the bombed out church. which is not a gallery, but the event's called Purgatory, which involves members of Fracture and APAT and Maiming. So there's music and a performance, a scary performance, I presume, all about Purgatory. Tickets available from News From Nowhere for that. And what else? And it also extends to the Sunday when Culture Pool are here in Novas, looking around the Liverpool Art Exhibition, Liverpool Art Prize Exhibition.
There's a number of things that you've mentioned there now. The openings later on this week, Terry Duffy, Purgatory. Purgatory kind of ties back into, was it Jacob and the Angel? You know, neither of us know enough about organised religion to be able to explain, you know, what the relevance of the angel is. And Purgatory, it's only really relevant to Catholics, which I think I only found out this week, or was only reminded this week. Kind of strange if we're having quite a religious week this week.
Yeah, it is strange, isn't it? I'm not sure what Purgatory is. I just think of it as hell. Is that right?
No.
Oh, okay. Milaka keeps saying, what's Purgatory? It's hell.
It's kind of you know, heaven's waiting room, but it's heaven's waiting room with a really, really long queue, like a really long queue, and so that's it. But that's Thank You Art Week. There's an enormous amount of things going on. 10% off at Fact. That sounds marvellous. I might well pop in there for even cheaper coffee than I normally get. And so that's the news this week. Roundup of the week. Now, rounding up the week, Ian, this is, you know, everything that you went to see last week, and even things that you didn't get to see. But I know that this week you've been particularly busy because you've been organising the Liverpool Art Prize. So tell us a little bit about the Liverpool Art Prize. We can pick it up in the next part of the show and give us a roundup of the week.
Yes, we have been busy organising the Liverpool Art Prize. we've made a rod for our own back, didn't we, organising that, and Thank You Art Week at the same time. But the two things tie together, and so it's just getting the stuff into the gallery and getting the pictures hung on the walls and getting all the printing done and invites out and all that sort of thing. So we've been doing that, and in the meantime, still getting to see quite a few things. Last week, we didn't actually go to the viewing at Editions, but we popped in at the weekend, and it's a good show. Editions, I think it's called Seven from Sefton, and this is a Sefton. Sefton Guild of Artists or something like that, and it's mostly watercolours, and you know, really good watercolours. You know, you can see the really skilled work going on there, of like Lakeland scenes or North Wales scenes, mountains, lakes, all that, really nice things. And one of the guys is a potter as well, so there's some very clever ceramics there. So that's Editions, and we went to the auction. This was organised by Red Dot Art. Of Stephen Collett's work, and this was in 62 Castle Street, the hotel there. We've had a few functions there. They've got a nice room on the first floor, I think it is, where you can have functions of this kind. And the auctioneer was John Crane from Cato Crane, the well-known Liverpool auctioneers that are always on TV. So he was a good professional auctioneer, but he did start off by saying he doesn't like modern art. Because most of it's rubbish.
maybe not a good start. Maybe not a good start.
Yeah, but he's just very very fussy, I suppose. And some art is rubbish. Some old art is rubbish. And he likes the really high art stuff. But he really did like Stephen Collett's work. So had to believe him. And so some of the work sold and some of it didn't. But I don't know how much was raised. But it seemed to go pretty well. So that was good. Then the Blue Coats, their new exhibition is called 4x4. Because it's four artists in the four gallery spaces, also extending into that area by the lift. And it's good. We really enjoyed it, especially Shana Moulton's videos. There's about four or five videos, quite short ones, and they're very amusing and clever. It's well worth sitting through those. And in the big gallery space, there's works by Colin Dark and David Mabb called Commodity Form. And one end is Colin Darks, and he's done 480 small paintings, all arranged in rows. And these are paintings of commodities, so like tickets or a Kleenex tissue box or one of his bank statements. He's just carefully duplicated them, painted them onto these small canvases. And that's interesting. But down the other end is David Mabb's work, which is about 79, I think, individual paintings of, and it's wallpaper, the bits of wallpaper, very, very fancy chintzy wallpaper, but he's painted designs onto them to make them look different. That's interesting. Who else is there? David Osbaldston has done a very large work, which is in that gallery which faces onto College Lane itself. So as you're walking through from Liverpool One or whatever to Hanover Street, you can you always see that window. And I think it's lit up at night, and so it looks like a huge billboard. It is actually a huge billboard, where he's actually the lots of etchings, printed etchings. Yeah, look at that. And the other one is, what's her name? Anya Galaccio, who was shortlisted for the Turner Prize at some point. And she does these huge, like, macrame works. And that's in the gallery upstairs, which is just a simple sort of box-shaped room. And she's hung this, it looks like a fishing net. But it's about 30 metres long, and it sort of loops across the room backwards and forwards. So you can walk in it and around it. And it's just made from like thick string, which has been macrameed. And so now everyone in the Blue Coat's crazy about it. They're all organising workshops to do macrame.
Brilliant. I'm going to have to go down and have a look. I'm not familiar with macrame. It's kind of, you said macrame, and I was going, yeah, I know the word, but I don't know what actually is it.
It's a bit like crochet, but much bigger loops. Yeah. So yeah, this thing looks like a fishing net sort of thing, but it's... So you carefully just do all this looping to make a work.
Brilliant.
Like a hammock. Yes, it's sort of slung like a hammock. Yes. So yeah, it's a good exhibition. Good fun. Yeah, definitely worth visiting.
Now, also, I hear this week that you've been on film.
yes. Enough of this audio. I want to be a film star next. This is at the John Moores the New Academy, which opened very recently. All the people are in there now, and the first thing in the exhibition, well, it's not, they haven't quite opened up the actual the gallery space yet, but there's areas around the gallery space, sort of off the cafe area, where they're recording this and showing bits from it. And it's an organisation called Centre of Attention. I think they're based in London, but they're up here in residence there, and in fact as well. So they're recreating this film from 1965, which we haven't found much. There's very, very little documentation about it, and it's called Diana. So the thing's called Action Diana. And so while people were there at the viewing last week, and if you go along there on Thursdays or Fridays, or you go to FACT on Saturdays, you can just they'll just film you. They've got all the storyboards and cut it up into all the different scenes, and they'll just film a very short scene. So I was there, I was Mr. Glass and smoking a cigar. And I'd listen to, I think it was a member of Parliament was making a speech, and when he said this line, I would nod my head, and people would say, hear, hear, and sort of, so I'd knowingly say, yes, good idea, sort of thing.
And so are you encouraged from this experience to, you know, take up acting?
No, it was very, very nerve-wracking, even for that short, silly scene, whether you just don't know if you're doing what they want. And I actually had to do it again. They said, cut, do it again. I nodded my head at slightly the wrong point. So we did it all again. Yes, that's right. I suppose to be a right-handed cigar smoker, but I'm left-handed. So, but they decided, yeah, we do a left-handed scene for a change. So, but the finished film will be shown, in fact, in September, I believe, and they're just reshooting the same scenes over and over using different people, so you don't know if you'll be in the completed picture, but you can go and have a look at the scenes they've filmed on the screens they've got in JMU, and so you can see what it looks like anyway.
Great, so that's one way of getting an audience. Well, you might be in the final cut, so you know, you come along and see it.
Yeah, and you don't get paid what film stars get paid. But it's good fun, yeah. And I don't know what else I can say about it, really. Yeah, there's bits of stills, props from the film set around the place, so you can look at them. There's like the wigs and so on, and the scenes, the scenery and so on, so you can at least walk around the scenery, pretend you're on film.
And are they actually going to show the original film at some point, Diana?
That'd be a good idea, wouldn't it? Yeah, because nobody knows anything about this film, what it's like. I only know there's one scene involving a guy with a glass and a cigar.
Nodding his head in Parliament.
Yeah, and actually Monaco's in it as well. There's one bit where somebody picks out a number from a raffle or something and says, 82, and so Monaco says, yeah, she got the winning ticket. don't know what that's all about. yes, and I think they're there till April the 4th, something like that. So, yeah, go along to either JMU on Thursdays or Fridays or Fact on Saturdays in the afternoons.
Okay, so that's the JMU Academy. Now, Blue Coat Display Centre. This sounds very nice. Tell us about it.
Yeah, it's called Stories and Memories, and I think this is also part of the fact that Blue Coat Display Centre, it's their 50th anniversary this year, so it's looking back at things that have gone on in the past. So, and it's, it looks back at some of the artists and works they've produced and the people who've bought those works or commissioned those works. So in each sort of display cabinet, there's a picture, I think there's a picture of the artist and the artwork, and there's a picture of the person who bought it or commissioned it. So, and some of these people you recognise from going to Blue Coat and other places. They're obviously regular buyers and collectors, and now you can put names to those people and they explain why they like that particular piece or commissioned it. And so, yeah, that's interesting. So there's a few Emma Rogers works there, because she's always popular. I can't remember the other names of the people, but yeah, there's a few familiar ones there, and some really nice work, and the story behind it as well.
That sounds really nice. I'll have to pop along there, but well, pop along to the Blue Coat and then pop along to the display centre to see that. It'd be good to see who is it, you know, who are these people that are commissioning and purchasing the work. Well, that's roundup of the week. This week, Ian, again, thank you, Art Week, we'll mention again. But there are lots of things coming up this week, I see from this very long list before us. But also, first up, let's talk about, let's go to the start of the week, because I was going to say, let's jump to the end of the week, because there is so much going on at the end of the week, but let's jump to the start of the week. This week, there is an opening at Novas, which is where we are at the moment. Metro Nova, which starts today or starts tomorrow. It's Tuesday. When's it start?
Yeah, I'm glad you decided not to go to the end of the week and work backwards. That just confused me even more. Yes, opening Tuesday evening and on till, oh, it's only on a short period, 19th of March. This is a show called Metro Nova, and it's by the second year of the Fine Art degree course at Wirral School of Art. And this is a new gallery space. Novas are sort of reorganising things again. They closed most of the third floor, but they've opened a new space on the ground floor. This is, you've got the cafe, then you've got the lounge, and then there's another space which hasn't been used up to now. And it's quite a good sized room, and it's handy to have a gallery on the ground floor, actually. So I think it's called the Foyer Gallery or something. And so we've seen them moving it all. There's a load of stuff in there, quite a big group. 23 artists, painting, sculptures, and all kinds of things. Metro Nova, it's called. It's just on till the 19th of March.
And that opens Tuesday, which is today, but, you know, whenever you listen to this, that's the 11th of March. Now, to Wednesday, the 11th of March, I should say, there's a private view for Terry Duffy's work Monuments at Liverpool Cathedral. You mentioned in the show that at the start of the show, this was what was shown during the Liverpool Biennial. It's been moved now, and he's installing it in the Liverpool Cathedral.
Yeah, I think we're going to have to rename this, the cathedral, as the Terry Duffy Gallery, because this is the third work he's got in, and now he's got the crucifix there, which has been there for a while, and he's got a triptych in there, which is looking good, actually, just near the cafe there. And so this is Monuments, which, yeah, as you say, during the biennial, it was in Martin's Bank, a huge piece, and he's taken it all, had to take it all down, and he's moved it into the Anglican Cathedral. Not sure, but I assume it's in that big area. I don't know my cathedral terms. Oh, I've forgotten the name of it. That end, the big end, the cathedral. We have big spaces where they have the exhibitions. It must be there, I'm sure. It looked very impressive in there, with its white walls and so on, with the big artworks. And it's only there for a short time till sometime in April, because then it goes on to London. And then from there, it goes on to the Venice Biennale. It'll be somewhere in one of the palaces there during the biennial, be it Biennale. So it must be a real hard job dismantling it and transporting it and reassembling it. But yeah, it looked really good.
It says to the 30th of March. That's very good. So that's going to front of the cathedral. And that opens on Wednesday evening, is the private view, and that will be open to the public after that, because the cathedral is open to the public every day. Go up to the Up to the Roof. Very scary, but highly enjoyable. Now, as we were saying, it is a very busy week, and it's a busy week because there are one, two, three openings on Thursday night. So let's start off. Open Eye. Open Eye's exhibition, Until It Hurts.
Yes, this is the long night of Thank You Art Week, isn't it? and so what we're sort of encouraging people to do is maybe start at Open Eye. If you start at that end of town, start at Open Eye, because their private view opens at 5:30 and goes on till 7:30. And it's called Until It Hurts.
Who am I? Am I unique? Do I have an essence, an inner core that makes me myself? Well, there's lots of questions there to be answered.
It takes its title from Sasha Weidner's photo installation, Bis est Verhüllt. His images are intensely physical, full of life, but they also remind us of how fragile and fleeting life is. So it looks like it's portraiture, mostly. I know, there's more stuff. There's more Marcus Hansen's video projection as well, Other People's Feelings. And there's Yang Zengzong's... Oh, he approaches strangers in public spaces, armed with his camera... And he asked them to repeat the words, I am going to die. And the piece exists in 12 versions made from different parts of the world.
I am going to die.
I am going to die. We are all going to die. There's Chinese, French and Dutch versions. So presumably they speak in, they'll say it in their own language.
Well, hopefully we've got the English version.
Ah, it doesn't mention the English version.
Will we need subtitles?
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah. Try and work it out. That sounds interesting, doesn't it? Am I a puppet, a machine? Am I the same person as I was 10 years ago? All these questions, yeah. Where does the rest of the world begin? Okay, so that opens on at 5:30 on a Thursday evening. And then you can go up the road to FACT, where they've got their new Climate for Change exhibition or event/exhibition. This is part of this year they're calling it their unsustainable year. And this is an experiment in activism, engagement and networking, examining the multiple crises affecting the planet, ecological, financial, food and housing. So I know they've been sort of inviting people and organisations to just come into the gallery, just use the gallery for all kinds of sort of DIY things, produce magazines or put on short shows, talks, events, etc. So so I know they've been doing that, but I don't know what the result is going to be. Yeah, apart from there'll be a launch. There's a magazine called, I've already seen it, Liverpool Art Journal. That's going to be given away, organised, produced by, what's her name, Tracy Eastham, I think her name is. She's organised that, and so she'll be giving that away from Friday onwards. That's right. And Jay Young is doing something with socks. Sock exchange. Not stock exchange. Sock exchange. Where she wants people to bring in their old socks, and she does something with them. Remakes them into something else, perhaps.
So it's an exchange, but do you get a new pair of socks?
I don't know. See, get something, I presume. I say maybe she makes it into a little creature or something.
Or a rose.
Yeah. Yeah, so it seems... I think you explained to me earlier that it's also to do with about trading... trading, bartering, you do one thing for me and I'll do something for you, that sort of thing, and so with no money involved, if at all possible.
I suppose, yeah, it's just kind of comes down to, you know, it's a really interesting show to look at this, you know, at this particular time, and I'm not sure how Mike Stubbs has managed to organise it. You know, he's organised the economic crisis just as this exhibition comes along. And it's that kind of thing where we do need to sit back and look seriously at the economics of our societies and re-examine them and go, you know, well, capitalism hasn't worked, socialism hasn't worked, what other methods can we find for you know, organizing societies for trading, for doing all these kind of things. And this looks like a very interesting exhibition to, may not have, you know, the answers, but it'll help us examine what's going on in today's society and, you know, to examine other ways of organising ourselves.
Yes. It'd be interesting to see I'm really fascinated. It doesn't sound like, it's not the usual sort of FACT thing. It's not new media. It doesn't sound like it's new media, but there probably will be some involved somewhere. Or not much video or film. But yeah, I assume there will be people with their own video cameras, just doing stuff there and then, and we'll be able to see the results. So, it could be great, or yeah, it will be great, sure.
I'm sure it will be great. I mean, the other thing being, of course, is the big hole. They've cut a big hole in the side of the gallery wall so that people can see in and see what's going on and go in and get involved. So I'm planning on nipping down there on Friday and getting me 10% off at the coffee shop and going in and see what's going on in the gallery space. Maybe bringing down an old pair of socks as well.
Yeah, I've got my my socks organised, yes. My socks with a hole in. Yeah, my five-toe socks from Japan. Five-toe socks are great, but they do tend to wear... If you don't cut your toenails often enough, you soon get a hole in your socks. Anyway.
This is a dreadful image you're painting here now, and you've painted some dreadful images in the past, but that's the worst. Oh, now also, this is... You were saying about, you know, Thank You Art Night. So we're starting off at the Open Eye. We're moving on to Fact, because their private view starts at 6. But the gem in the crown that is Thank You Art Night is...
Liverpool Art Prize, yes. And honestly, it isn't far from Fact up to Greenland Street. It's not far at all. It is. Sometimes it seems far. It's a sort of psychological thing, because you have to go through Chinatown. It's probably the quickest way onto Jamaica Street. And you are there. So, or you can do the whole evening the other way. You can start at Nova CUC and then go into town, into the centre of town. So it's Liverpool Art Prize, and the viewing for that starts from 5:30 and goes right through till 9 o'clock. So the others finish at 7:30 or 8, so you've got plenty of time to go on to Nova CUC after that. And even after 9 o'clock, I think the Jamaica Rooms, the pub there, will be open until about 11. So you've got plenty of time. And we've also organised some live music from Mei Ming. You know, we mentioned there in the thing on the Purgatory thing on the Friday. So they'll be in town and just doing a short set, maybe like a taster for the Purgatory thing for the following night. So they'll be on stage about 8 o'clock, I think. So before that, you can see the exhibition. And so we've got our short list.
Yeah, tell us who's involved. Tell us Alan Al. Alan Al, they had the big show at Fact just last year.
That's right, yes. A much acclaimed show, Fact, they had last year. And that went on to Beijing. And now they're back. They've done some new work, which is actually going to Belgium after here. It was commissioned for Belgium, but we're going to get a sneak preview. Lucky Liverpool people. And it's, yeah, they do blue screen CGI stuff. And oh, what's it called? Anaglyph, which is the fancy name for 3D stuff. You know, you wear spectacles, one green and one red. Spectacles, so you see the stuff in 3D, but you don't actually have to have them. It looks great anyway. So they've done quite a few really good videos. They're busy setting up the screens now, and they've painted the walls blue, and looks really good. And then we have Terry Duffy. We've mentioned him already with his monument stuff in the Allington, but he's also got lots of other work which he's showing at for this art prize. And McCoy Wynn. Some people will have seen their Quiescence show in Muslim Square during the biennial last year. They also produced a book from that. Really good photography. It's photography of derelict buildings, but it's called Quiescence because it's that point between dereliction and being refurbished or maybe demolished or whatever, where there's that sort of point in between the two states. So it's not saying here's an ugly dereliction thing. It's saying here's something which is about to be refurbished. Some really nice photographs. Nikki McCubbing, who's got her studio in the Blue Coat and exhibited in the Blue Coat very recently, does installations and sculpture. Looks really good. Richard Meegan, he's a painter, mostly large paintings, very bright colours mainly. And Elizabeth Willow, who also does sculptures and installations. And
Foxes with wings.
Foxes with wings and... bird skeletons and cages, and she's doing it. It's got a chandelier. Now, maybe I shouldn't say much. It's a chandelier made out of
stuff,
yes. all very delicate things. She's building a sort of archway from twigs, and you'll be able to walk through this archway of all these old twigs and see the old little cupboards with things inside them, and you can open some of them and see what's inside if you dare. And all that sort of really wonderful old collection of things.
Whoa, yeah. It is kind of, ooh. Yeah,
it's going to be great. So yeah, come along on the night, and it's the exhibition is actually on till 4th of May, and there's a People's Choice Prize. So we've got a ballot box and ballot slips, and so you can vote for your favourites. So there's two prizes which will be announced on the 22nd of April as a special awards ceremony. So come along and vote for your People's Choice Prize, one of the six.
That sounds great. There's some really interesting artists in there. You know, not one particular art form, diverse art forms, but really showing that, you know, how great the Liverpool art scene is.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, there's a very eclectic collection there.
And in the catalogue here, you've got is that the Queen Mother staring up a brownie with a owl's head?
That's right. Yes, that was in the Blue Coat, but it's going to be in this exhibition as well. And there's a few other strange things. So I've seen a huge pile of old crisp boxes, but they've got strange things attached to them.
Okay, let's leave it there. Let's try not to give away too much information. So that's on Thank You Art Night, the Thursday, the 12th of March. Now, coming up on the Friday the 13th. Okay, there's another auction. Auctions are very popular at this time of year. Tell us about this. This is Liverpool Hope University's Fine Art and Design Auction 2009.
Yes, actually it might not be the best time to be having auctions with a lack of money around, but then again it might be because you get artworks that would go for, you know, £1,000 or something in a gallery. They go much, much less at an auction, so you can pick up some real bargains. But this has become an annual event now. The Liverpool Hope University's Fine Art and Design students, they have their degree show in May, I think it is. And so as part of their fundraising for that, they have an auction. And Dr. Paul O'Keefe will be there, as usual, doing his wonderful auctioneering. And so I think the works that are on auction are mainly by the students, but also by the staff. And so you get some really good stuff there, all kinds. Digital images, photography, sculpture, ceramics, textiles, paintings, printmaking, all kinds of stuff. Starts from 6:30 on the Friday the 13th. Get along there, buy some bargains.
Sounds great. And also on Friday the 13th, where it fits in, Friday the 13th, a horror performance called Purgatory. Now, you're thinking this is visual arts, but this is going to be a great performance at St. Luke's Church, with tickets only £6 or £5, available from News from Nowhere. A horror performance. Quite strange. It's an outdoor performance. A horror performance to start off with. It's not the kind of thing that you normally hear about or normally takes place.
No. And in church, with no roof. So we're praying for good weather. And it's a story of five ghosts trapped within the grounds of the church, we'll be told. Each tale stripped down to its raw emotional impact. Ooh, with music, but yeah, and the musicians, Mei Ming, Fracture and Apath, they're really adept at making strange sounds.
Atmospheric music.
Yeah, I said strange sounds. You say atmospheric music. Yes, that's more like it. Yeah, it should be good. Just hope the weather's okay. I'm sure it will be.
Now, I've heard some, I haven't heard, a colleague's heard some of the rehearsals and heard some of the audio from the rehearsals. It's scary. They said they were scared. So if you like being scared, it is Friday the 13th. If you're not into Red Nose Day, then come out and have the wits scared out of you. And that is this week, and a bumper week it is too. Finally, Ian, further ahead. What's coming up further ahead after that? What's coming up further ahead?
Just a couple of things I want to mention next week. There's a viewing on Monday the 16th at the Liverpool Academy of Arts in Seal Street. There's actually two exhibitions. There was Waste into Art, organised by a Red Dot. Artworks from waste, recycling, and so on. But also, there's a thing called A Private Collection, and this is a rare opportunity to see and buy. They're for sale. I thought it was if they're from somebody's collection, they wouldn't want to sell it, but maybe this person's having a clear out. And yet, it's worked by such luminaries as Maurice Cockerell and Don McKinley and Sam Walsh, all big names from the local art scene who've moved on. 40 different artists, it says. But we don't know whose collection it is. It's a secret. but obviously somebody who's got a good collection. So, and that'll be on open to public from the 17th until the 3rd of April.
St. Patrick's Day.
Is it? Okay. Well, 17th of March. Yes, that's right. Yeah.
And then at the Cornerstone Gallery, Jason Jones.
Yeah.
On the 20th of March.
20th of March, yeah. Viewing on the Thursday the 19th. Jason Jones. Good, he's having a solo show. I don't think he's had a solo... Well, yeah, he's had some solo shows here before, but not in his own gallery. He manages this gallery at the Cornerstone in Hope University. People who've seen Jason Jones' work before probably know his quite abstract stuff. A lot of them look sort of like clouds and things. Very atmospheric works. But he's been working for the past few years. He's been working on more figurative work. And it's called Self-Observed. So presumably they're him. And it attempts to reevaluate the typical male within contemporary painting. So yeah, they're all works featuring this male person, presumably him. So it's a lot different from his other stuff. I've seen some of the pictures and they look really good. And so this is the first time that he's actually showing this work. You know, a few people have had sneak previews, but this is the first time that he's actually put the whole lot together and put them on show. I think he's got an exhibition organised in London to follow on from this. So I think that'll be really good.
So self-portraits, figurative?
Yeah, but not just portraits. They're sort of, the ones I've seen, it's mostly the whole person. in various places around the house, I think, like in the bathroom or on the bed or that sort of thing. But still, slightly abstracted. You can see it's a male figure doing something, but they're sort of still fuzzy around the edges. That's not a very painterly term, but you know what I mean.
That's Jason Jones at the Cornerstone Gallery. That's from the 20th of March to the 24th of April. Ian, that is further ahead. So I'd like to say thank you very much.
Thank you, and thank you, Art Week.
Yes, thank you, and thank you, Art Week, without which we would not have the Art in Liverpool podcast. And thank you for listening.
Thanks for downloading from DeafNet Media.